So welcome, I'm Belinda Havidale with Spiral Path Healing Arts Center. Today, we are going to connect more within and to our higher selves. And my dear sister here, Amaho, is going to help us connect with guides once we do that. So why don't you just get comfortable in your chair and just begin to close your eyes. Just take a few breaths and just send breath to every place in your body. Knowing breath does go to every cell in your body. And allowing your breath to be the channel to connect more deeply with yourself. And you may just want to be mindful of any concerns, heartaches, struggles, pains. You might even want to notice where you hold those in around your body. And in your breath, maybe you can infuse it with some compassion or your favorite color. And send it to these places that can sometimes feel uncomfortable as a way of just welcoming. That every aspect of who you are has a divine spark and is welcome. We are not asking these parts of ourselves to go away. They are welcome to be here. And just noticing your body, if there's any tension, just sending your breath infused with your favorite color or with compassion. And send to that place in your body. Not asking it to do anything different. It's just recognizing, being mindful. And if there's any part of you that's talking and chattering on the inside, you can welcome that as well, saying hello. And you might want to see Or at any of those parts of you that are chattering, what they might need from you for a moment. Saying hello. And just seeing if they can give you a bit of space and maybe sit down next to you or around in a circle. And just begin to notice if there is any spaciousness on the inside. As you become more fully present and aware of your inner world. And even if there's just a small space of spaciousness, just welcome in that. To be present. And then just focusing on breath, any moment you want to come back to this sense of spaciousness. And then allowing just the spaciousness to continue to grow and expand throughout your whole body. Wherever it can easily move into. And you might even find your energy moving even outside of your body into your auric field. And feeling your body completely breathing. Your whole body is breathing. With your energy, which is connected to your breath and your compassion, and even your favorite color. And then you might want to notice your root chakra. This beautiful red place in your body that's with your sit bones. And even seeing it being a beautiful, beautiful red, when you first look at it, it might feel a little dim. So you can imagine red apples, red roses, red lipstick even. And the words, I survive. I trust. I am. Is a way of adding beautiful energy to this energy. Circle in your body. And the sacred sound is Lam. And you might even want to find yourself saying Lam 3 times as a way of activating this part of your chakra system even more. Lam. Long. And noticing how that feels. And moving up your body to your sacral chakra, several inches below your belly button, a lot of place where your Nadi Bindu point resides as well. And this is a beautiful orange. So the orange sunrise, a beautiful navel orange. Anything that is your favorite orange, focus on that color for a moment and connect to your sacral chakra. This is a place of I feel. I am creative. And the sacred sound is yam. So if you feel called, I'm going to say yam three times as a way of activating this chakra and helping to heal and balance. Yam. 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 And now moving up a bit more to your solar plexus, knowing the root, the sacral and the solar plexus is your holy wound chakra. And solar plexus, again, is this beautiful yellow. So seeing beautiful yellow flowers. Daffodils, which are coming up here in the Carolinas. And seeing that in your body, around your navel, and activating it, and healing and balancing. Knowing this is a place I can. Your wisdom and power resides here. And the sacred sound is Ram. So to completely bring that back into balance, we're going to say Ram three times out loud. Ram. And you may even see a beautiful purple that is from your navel all the way down. That really signifies your holy wound chakra. This overlay of purple and gold. Then traveling up to your heart. The beautiful color of green, green apples, green grass, green leaves, and just seeing green at your heart chakra. The energy of I love. And the sacred sound is Yam. So visualizing that green and the sacred sound Yam will go into hold, restore, and heal this chakra. So we'll say Yam three times. Yam. Yam. And now moving up to your throat chakra, seeing the beautiful, I love to envision the Carolina blue sky, the color of this chakra. So whether it's a Carolina blue sky or some other blue, whether it's an ocean, water, seeing that blue in your throat, becoming more fully there, more present, healing and restoring your throat chakra. Knowing the words that go with this is, I speak. And the sacred sound is Hum. So say that three times out loud as a way of continuing to restore our throat chakra. Hum. 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 And then moving up to a space between your brows, your third eye, the place of colors indigo. So maybe part of the night sky before it gets completely dark. Just imagine this color here. The words are, I see. Place of awareness and your intuition. And the sacred sound there is Om. So we would say Om three times as a way of healing, restoring, and empowering our third eye. Om. Om. And now we're going to move to the top of our head, our crown chakra, a place of our spiritual connection, although spiritual connection can happen in any chakra. And the words that go with this is, I know. So envisioning purple grapes, purple juice, purple as your crown, as a way of connecting, restoring, healing, and empowering. And the sacred sound is Aum. So we will say that three times. Aum. Aum. So with this practice, you've just aligned your chakras. And there's one more chakra I want you to connect to. This is your eighth chakra. It's about 3 feet above your head. On a count of three, I want you to see what color this might be. One, two, three. And just noticing the brilliance of your eighth chakra, whatever your soul calls it to be, the color. And knowing this chakra now is in alignment with the ones in your body.